So, just a short talk for you before we carry on with children's activities. There was four slightly differing accounts in the Gospels. In Mark, the two Marys are concerned as to who will roll the stone away. Yet when they get there, the stone is already rolled aside. And a young man in a white robe says, "Don't be alarmed. Jesus of Nazarene, who was crucified, he is risen. He's not here." In Luke, the two Marys again found the stone rolled away. Jesus was not inside, but while they were wondering, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. "What do you look for? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." And in John, the two Marys again. The stone was rolled away and Jesus wasn't there. They ran to tell the disciples. When they go back with Peter and the other disciple, they look in and they see the strips of linen lying there. Simon Peter came along behind them and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there. The other disciple also went inside. He saw and believed. He is risen. In Matthew's account, let's start from the night before. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that to be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in the clean linen cloth, placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting opposite the tomb. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went back to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." So the women hurried from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Sunday morning, the dawning of a new day, and they go back. They enter the tomb, and what do they find? Nothing. Were they scared, shocked, disappointed? It's like opening the fridge when you left chocolate in there, and there's nothing left in there. Ruby Windham got there first. Perhaps they were initially disturbed that Jesus' body had been taken. Where to and by whom? They must have been shocked before the angel appeared to them, yet even more so when he did. The angel appears. "Don't be afraid." That's easier said than done. When someone says that, we usually feel like we have something to fear. Often it's just the unknown. They didn't know at that stage what had happened. "He isn't here." Their brains must have been rushing with thoughts. "Where is he who took him?" "Come and see." They'd be nervous, wouldn't they? They could look for themselves, but with trepidation, I'm sure. "Go quickly and tell." How quickly? I'm sure they fled with shock, fear, and a mixture of joy and excitement. Their minds must have been racing. What to do? What to say first? What would they be? Would they be believed? Did that really just happen? Then he appears. If they hadn't had enough shock and excitement when the angel appeared, the tomb is empty. Imagine how they feel. To be able to see him again, to touch him, it says they grasped his feet. This isn't the dawning of a new day, but the dawning of God's new era. Death was defeated. This wasn't the story of how somebody ate the chocolate and you were miffed about it. You'd tell others about that, but you'd forget pretty quickly. Unless you hold a grudge over food, which some of us do. This was spectacular news, life-changing, life-giving, eternal news, the dawning of a new age. We all remember occasions when we receive news. We remember where we were, what we were doing, whether that be a new baby, a proposal, a job offer, the fulfilment of a life ambition or a dream. But this wasn't news to be forgotten, and it wouldn't be. Over 2,000 years later, we are still retelling and sharing this good news because it's life-changing and life-giving. Always loving, always faithful, always merciful, forgiving. That's what I want to place my faith in. Something, no, someone, yes, Jesus, the one who never changes. There was a fantastic article in yesterday's Mail by an A.N. Wilson, a member of the Royal Society of Literature. He holds a prominent position in the world of literature and journalism, and I'd like to read this quote to you. One of the strongest arguments in favour of Christianity is that it transforms individual lives, the lives of men and women with who you mingle on a daily basis, the man, woman or child sitting next to you in church this very morning. Resurrection is not simply a historical event. It is a lived experience. He who died is made known in the breaking of bread. This morning, I challenge you, will you share this news as if you've heard it for the first time, the most exciting news you've ever heard? Why would you keep quiet? People are keen to share lots of good news, new home, new car, but what about new birth, new life, eternal life, freedom from sin, forgiveness? The list is ongoing, ever present, always there. Things can be taken away, our possessions, our financial security, but not Jesus. He is the same today, tomorrow, and always. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today on this wonderful Easter day when we celebrate your resurrection, let us be the ones to tell others of you, of our joy in you, of what we possess from knowing you, Lord, of how our lives are changed. As maybe this weekend we go off this afternoon and we visit family, friends, loved ones, let us tell them of this morning, the dawning of a new day again, a new era. In Jesus' name, amen.